This podcast has adult language, adult humor, some adults, adults attending horror movies, adults playing doctor. Did I mention adults? Watch out for the boogeyman, don't ever fall asleep cause they have such sights to show you, or Jason will get ya, so hide behind the chainsaws. And always remember, the pentaverate should never be exposed, and this show not intended for children, so keep adulting and put the kids to bed. Don't feed after midnight, don't get them wet, leave the baby monitor on, and don't forget to feed grandma tapioca pudding.
Hey, this is Scott Eisenberg of Shoot the Flick, and you are listening to Tattoo Squid.
Hey, folks, it's Dre from the Tattoo Squid podcast. Hello there, Squiddies and Squid Army, the Squidarians of the world I call Tattoo Squid podcast. Yes, I am here talking about, actually, do you remember anything from TV where they had Hercules, the Legendary Journey? That it was like my favorite show. I would watch it like endlessly, like every week it would come on, I'll watch it. But, and then I'm looking at it now, and I've been watching it, different episodes, but I didn't know there was like six seasons. I thought it was like maybe four, and then, you know, the times have changed or whatever. But yeah, it's a, you know, but for most of you that probably don't know, Hercules, the Legendary Journeys, obviously it takes place way, way back when, in Greece. You know, Hercules is supposed to be the strongest man, half god, son of Zeus, also the stepson of Hera, the queen of the gods. But, you know, I'm going to read this little thing that I picked up, and just to give you a little bit of what's going on. So Hercules is a half man, half god, like I said, and hero of a fantastic, with fantastic strength. After his benevolent stepmother, Hera, which is, you know, the queen of the gods, you know, married to Zeus, kills his wife and children, which is played by, well, you know, Hercules is played by Kevin Sorbo, but it's also played, as you've probably seen in the shows, he plays also a counter version of himself called the Sovereign, which is like an evil version of Hercules, but, you know, he takes over, yeah, and all that. But his wife was actress Toni Catan, which you've seen her in WKRP in Cincinnati. You'll probably known her from back in the 80s being the cover girl of, you know, the Whitesnake videos, you know, and she was married to David Coverdale, the lead singer of Whitesnake. And then when she goes on, and now she passed away a couple of years ago. But Toni Catan plays Dianera, which was his wife in the show of Hercules. And it was Hercules' wife. She was killed, and the children, you know, from the Hera, because she was jealous of the stepson being everybody's favorite. You know, he wanders the earth with his mortal best friend, Aeolus, which also is a court jester in the alternate thing with the Sovereign. Quinkening? I think not. I don't know. But, you know, fighting evil and trying to overcome his loss, which was the killing of his family. Among other enemies, Hercules faces his half-brother Ares, which is Kevin Smith. Now, it's not the Kevin Smith you think. It's not the guy that was, you know, Jay and Silent Bob. Now, that's Kevin Smith. It's a different one. But he plays Ares. In the alternate universe, he is the god of love. Okay, yeah, but in the version with Hercules, the goddess of love is Aphrodite, which, you know, is played by, hold on, trying to remember. Alexandra Tidings or Teenings. But if you want a guy's a love, that's the guy's a love, that looks the part. Whew, nice. Elos is played by Michael Hurst. But also he was played as Dayhawk, the evil, how should I put this? Pretty much the evil god before the Titans in the shows, like before the Titans and everything else. And then it was him, then the Titans, and then there was the Titans, and then the Olympians, which is the, you know, Zeus, Apollo, Hera, Ares, you know, everybody else that you can think of that's from, because I love the not medieval times, but I mean I had it in my brain what the word was, but more, you know, back in those times we call it, was mythology. I'm sorry, I love the mythological, you know, aspects of different you know, creatures, you know, like the Minotaur, you know, and then there is like I forgot what the other ones were. God, I'm losing it. Well, anyway, but also there is you figured Hercules would be a, you know, favorite character, or, you know, even Iolos, or, you know, Ares, you know, whoever. But my favorite one, now there was a there's an old guy, you know, he's a seer, you know, pretty much a blind prophet, you know, has like his eyes sewn shut, but he's like a seer of, you know, pretty much doom and gloom. And his name is, now don't come at me if I get this wrong, but Tiresias or Tiresias, yeah, I think that's what it's called. But I'm going to read you a little bit. As a blind prophet or seer who is delighted in the protractations of gloom and doom, he encountered Hercules in Paphos and accompanied him on a lead a group of homeless villagers to go and see like this very charmed city of Caledon. Caledon is like, you know, like maybe the golden city kind of thing. But, you know, with that, and I remember the episode, it's a homeless people. There's one girl and her younger brother or ward, you know, she takes care of. But the people, that's the villagers, you know, as like this, I don't know, like not one with them, I guess, you know. But then they bring her along after they find out that the guy stole a certain thing from Hera's tomb or chamber of worship of, you know, and stole it, you know, because they figured, oh, well, it's gold, you know, it's this, you know, we can make, you know, have money, we can be rich beyond our dreams, but he just wanted it for himself. But he held on to it, nobody doesn't know what's going on, and all this bad luck. But Tiresias, we call it, knows what's going on because he follows the doom and gloom. He goes, you know what, I'm going to come by and, you know, see what else is going to happen. Which, I maybe I like the guy that likes doom and gloom. You know, I don't know. It's a, yeah, must be fun at parties. Who knows? But I don't really know. I never got the name of the actor's name that plays him. But, you know, then you got your other characters in there. Like, you got Gina Torres, you know, she's been in Firefly, the TV series and all that. She was also, after, I think, Hercules, there was another mutant kind of show kind of thing. She was in that, but she played Nebula in Hercules, who was in love with Michael Hurst, which is Eos, but then he died and became Dayhawk. Well, not became, took over the body. Then you got And then she was the Empress from the alternate world, where, now folks, if you know me and you hear this, and you probably know that we call it, I'm a sucker for a woman that loves to wear stockings and garter belts. But she wore this, and I was like, oh. You know, I was like drawn to the episode. I'm like, really? Okay. You know, and I told you about Aphrodite, which is Alexandra Tidings. Kevin Smith, I told you about Ares. Bruce Campbell made a... He's been in a couple of these episodes. And like, he plays a thief called Autolycus. You know, has that mustache with that little patching underneath the lip. Awesome. You know, it's Bruce Campbell to a T, like in everything. So when you see him in Hercules, you see him in, you know, Evil Dead and Evil, you know, Ash versus the Evil Dead series and all that. It pretty much is, it's his persona all throughout. Robert Traver plays Salamonius, you know, which is like a kind of, yeah, I'm not gonna say con artist, but he's more of a entrepreneur of different styles. How about that? But and then you figure the name, it has the word salmon in it. Is he smelly? I don't know, folks. Your guess as good as mine. You know, Michael Hirst, I told you about, you know, Carl Urban, which most people know him probably now, you know him as, you know, when he was in The Boys, or he still is in The Boys, which season 4, can't wait to put that come out. I think it comes out in June. I'll be watching that some of it with a passion. But also Carl Urban was also in, Priest, I think it's called. Yeah, I think it's called Priest. You know, with like, you know, Stacey O and Stacey Q and another guy, and then, you know, he was like a vampire. Yeah, but I don't have really all the specifics of it. But who else we got? Morgan, Irish. See, now this is what I want to talk about, because when I was watching the episodes, like I said, Aeolus passed away in a certain part of season 4. Not to spoil for anybody that wants to watch it, but, you know, passed it away, you know, da-da-da-da. And Hercules, in his mind, was like, ah, oh, you know, my fault, my best friend, blah, blah, you know. But then all next thing you know, he gets in a, you know, on the boat, gets into a storm. The storm crashes the boat, you know, yada, yada, yada. Everybody knows what happens after that. But lo and behold, there's druids, you know, and he's in Ireland. So he gets a little bit more, you know, into the whole thing and helps the druids and, you know, fight off Morrigan, where she's like an evil, but then she comes good, you know, with the help of the druids, you know, so she's like the protector of justice. Meg Foster, like I said, we call it, you know, well, I didn't say anything because that's who Hera is. And they need somebody with piercing eyes. Meg Foster has those piercing eyes. Any character, you know, she was in that Roddy Piper movie, you know, They Live. Awesome movie. Love it. Tony Katan, I told you about, you know, got, you know, rest in peace, you know, she passed away. Lucy Lawless was Xena. It was like a crossover, or started, I think she was Xena in Hercules, and then they made a spin-off series. Pretty much the same premise, you know, it's just a female version. Also, she has a sidekick of sorts, or, you know, like Aeolus is like partner. I'm just going to say partner, I guess. And that partner is Gabrielle, which is played by Renee O'Connor, you know, which has been in a bunch of B kind of movies, or, you know, sci-fi, different kind of stuff and all that. But that's my take on, we should have more of Hercules. You know, I mean, if they had to remake it, Maybe, I don't know. If they just go and say, hey, we'll bring it back and we'll add some more stuff, But I mean, right now, but also the reason why I love about the show, and it's not because, okay, Hercules is like well built and all that. I mean, I could do that myself, but I want the guy's hair. The guy has awesome, long, flowy blonde hair, And I'm like, that's what I need. I need that hair because I've been trying to. I had long hair for a long time, then I shaved it. Then I had the hair like long up top with a ponytail and shaved on the sides. And and people known from doing my interviews, you see me with a shaved head, and then I had the mohawk. Now I got the basic hair with a little shaved around underneath, trying to get back to my youth kind of thing. And speaking of, well, not really speaking of coming to my youth, but I was watching this movie that everybody's been talking about, Thanksgiving, and it's directed by Eli Roth, which does crazy movies, Hostel 1, 2, 3, Cabin in the Woods. Oh no, not Cabin in the Woods. Is that Cabin in the Woods? Or Cabin Fever? That's what it is. Cabin Fever. Which is also great too. That's a great movie. Cabin Fever 2. Not my cup of tea. It just didn't strike me as a great sequel movie. But with that, I was like, I love Thanksgiving. I was watching it. All the gore, a lot of like, not gore, but like more killing wise, more, just to pretty much get to that point of say, hey, this is what I want to do. And I want to be in the movies to do like something like that, be like a killer or something or henchman or whatnot. But as it is, I would like to love to see this movie. It has Patrick Dempsey in it, or as they call it, Dr. Lovebone from Grey's Anatomy, I think it was. But yeah, it's an awesome flick. I can see this being a franchise, so the franchise. And if I sound like I'm low, I'm trying not to wake up my girlfriend because it is 10 o'clock or 10:30 now, we call it, on a Sunday night, and I don't want to wake her up, including the dog, because the dog can get a little restless. But I think that's all for now, folks, because with this, I got like 30 minutes of this. Please follow me. Go to my Linktree. It's Linktree slash Tattoo Squid Podcast. But also, you can reach me and leave a message if you want to be a guest on the show. You can get me at Twitter at Podcast Tattoo Squid, or you can message me on Instagram, Tattoo Squid dot podcast. But if you go to my Linktree, which is the Linktr dot ee slash, it has all the links of all that. So it's Linktr dot ee slash capital T A T, I mean 2 SQUID podcast, all one word. And everybody have a great time on a Sunday. I know Monday is, the grinding beginning of the work week, which is like everybody. Now I'm in there too. Usually I'll be working right about now, probably. I used to do overnights, but now I do afternoon, so I still get time to just lay back and watch TV a little bit, do a couple of bills. That's what I gotta do tomorrow. Gotta clean up the office. And hopefully there's not gonna be another snowstorm. Knock on wood. But all of you people, have a great time. Follow. And like I said, if you want to be a guest, just message me. Everything will be good. This is going to be audio wise. I'm going to do some videos once I get guests coming on, and then we'll go from there. All right, folks, take it easy. Have a great day or night or afternoon, wherever you're listening to this. And if you're listening to this, keep in the car, keep your eyes on the road, please. You know, we don't want no accidents out there. All right, folks, take it easy. And actually, I had a going away phrase, but I usually say we call it a, you know, see you on the flip side. But a friend of mine from There Is Another Podcast, a Better Podcast, Tony, you know, he mentioned something, which I kind of forgot. I got to write it down. Maybe for the next episode, I'll put that in there. Alrighty. But also, go follow. There Is a Better Podcast as well. Great bunch of people, you know, crazy episodes. You know, you go on there, they talk about anything and do a lot of subject matter and, yeah, awesome. All right, my time is up. I'll talk to you again next week. Hopefully I get some. And actually, if you want me to talk about something, just leave a message. You know, just drop a message anywhere on Twitter, Instagram. You know, give me some things to, that you guys want to talk about, or, you know, what I should, like, you know, talk about. You know, pick my brain, basically. You know, just, you know, ask me questions about myself. I'll put it on the podcast. All right, thank you. All right, take it easy. Good night.
That's all, folks.
Oh, son of a bitch!